far as the daily karbanos go, the karban tamid, the perpetual offering every single day, it's not just the animal offerings that go up on the mizbeach. It's something else as well. V'nisko revius ahen lekeves ha'achad b'kaydish hasach nesach shechal Hashem. And it's libation, a call to him for one lamb to be poured on the Mizbeach, the holy Mizbeach. An intoxicating libation for Hashem. What does that mean? You can get Hashem drunk. An intoxicating Nesach Sheikh al Hashem. Of course, all of these are messages. They're lessons for us. They're lessons for us in our relationship to Hashem. Rav Shimshon Farhash explains so beautifully that it's not sadness and sorrow, but actually supreme bliss and joy that should flow forth from the Beis HaMikdash. The place which receives the offerings of Klal Yisrael is also the soil with which the highest joys are associated. Wine, it elevates. Every simcha is accompanied with a Berei Pri HaGafen. Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, we take that intoxicating wine and we elevate it. Wine has special properties. It's symbolic. Simcha. Simcha comes along with wine. Samachta v'chagecha in simcha l'vabasa v'yayin. Yayin is samach l'vavinash. It has a special status in Yiddishkeit. It gets its own bracha b'rei pri hagafen, unlike any other fruit juice. Something very powerful here too. Karbanos. We translate them so badly as sacrifices. Yes, we have to give something up. But when we give up something, we're getting something so much more. That idea that in every relationship, in order to achieve closeness, you have to give of yourself. It's not possible any other way. If you don't give of yourself, if you don't give up something, then there's no connection. The closer the relationship, the more you give up. But when we give up something in a relationship, we're not meant to perceive it as, oh, Nebuch, oh, I'm such a martyr. Absolutely not. In a healthy, successful relationship, it is a pleasure. It is an intoxicating pleasure to give up something of yourself for somebody else. Because the closeness that you receive as a result of it is just worth so much more. This is the idea of pouring wine on the Mizbeach. It's expensive. What are you doing? In fact, the Gemara talks about Miriam Bas Bilga, who insulted the Mizbeach, Lucas, Lucas, wolf, wolf, how long are you going to destroy the money of Klal Yisrael? What a waste of money, all these animals and these oxen and goats and rams and bulls. Waste of money. Flour, oil, wine, who needs it? God's not hungry. Chazal sanctioned the entire house that she comes from because they understood that if she spoke that way, she got it from home. That they had the wrong attitude when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs. Yeah, mitzvahs require investment. Investment of money, investment of self. How are we going to view ourselves? Are we going to view ourselves as martyrs, as people that give sacrifices? Or are we going to say no? The closeness that I achieve as a result of giving of myself, of giving my damim. Damim can mean blood and it can mean money. Giving of self, personally, financially. The closeness that we get as a result of it is intoxicating in its enjoyment. It's so worth it. It's worth every penny and then some. That's the attitude that we're meant to internalize when we talk about the closeness of karbanos rather than the martyrdom of sacrifice.